Beautiful piece together. We're on page Yud Dalid. On page Yud Dalid in Basi Lagani. The last paragraph of the page, V'yuvan Yaisa. V'yuvan Yaisa Teichen Advarim. So the Maimah here, of course, is discussing the idea of making a dira for the Eibishter in this world. A Yid, through his Aveda in this world, specifically through his Skafia and his Hapcha, creates a dwelling for Hashem in the lowest place in this world. That's the theme of Basi Lagani, and that's the paragraph that we learned yesterday. So the Rebbe will bring here a beautiful Torah of the Baal Shem Tov in connection with this inyan.
Which page again?
Yud Dalet, the bottom of page Yud Dalet, the Yuvan. Yuvan Yaiser, we can have a better understanding of Teichen Advarim the Siv Zev, the content of the ideas that are discussed in this Siv, Al Piteiras HaBaal Shem Tov. According to, based on the Vart of the Baal Shem Tov. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov says. Shemiroiv and Vesanusa Shaladam. When a person, see it? The next paragraph. Two lines from the bottom. Shemiroiv and Vesanusa Shaladam. It's possible that when a person is humble to such an extent, too far, his humility is taking him too far, it can cause, not only is the humility not positive, but could actually cause him to become further away from serving Hashem. How is that? Humility is always a positive thing. But if a person gets humble to the point that he loses his self-worth, he doesn't value the avodah that he does, so then that will bring a person, that will take away from a person his motivation to serve Hashem. His feeling of responsibility and motivation and appreciation of what is avodah is. Shemitzad sheflusa, because he is so small and so low in his eyes, Ein a maimin, he doesn't believe, he doesn't have the confidence, he doesn't see the greatness in what he's doing. He doesn't have the belief, ki ha'adam, geirim, ha'yedei tfilosai, what a person causes through his davening, v'teirosai, and through his learning, shefa el kol ha'elamis. He brings a new ashpa on the bottom of page Yudal, the last three words. He's bringing a greater flow of godliness into the world through his davening and learning. A person has to recognize how powerful and how great his davening and learning is. The gam, not only that, hamalochim, even the angels, nizaynun alidei teirasai tefilasai, receive their sustenance from the teira and tefillah of a yid. So how powerful a yid has to realize how great and powerful his aveda is. She'ilu ayim maimin zeh, if a person would believe this, how much would he serve Hashem? How great would be his service? The simcha, with joy, ubiyira, and with awe, meirev kail v'chulu, more than all the other goodness that there may be in from any other place. If he realizes how much a word of teira, a word of davening could accomplish, he would invest himself in that and would do it with the greatest joy and the greatest dedication. Baal Shem Tov continues, v'gam lo se slave, also a person should take to heart, al-masha nemar, to this that it says, and Tehillim, in tishkevon bein shvatoyim, you lie between shvatoyim. The simple pshat of the pasuk there is, it's talking about when the Yidden are found in a negative state. They are between the lips of pats, and they are blackened. It's a metaphor for the Yidden being in a place where they are suffering and in pain. That's a simple pshat of the pasuk. So the Baal Shem Tov here says the pshat of this pasuk is as follows. There's no maramokim here to a medrash, so I'm not sure if what the Baal Shem Tov here is saying is coming from a medrash or it's his own pshat. See, it seems like this is the Baal Shem Tov's pshat, because there's no maramokim to a medrash here. So the taych here is as follows: Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shomer v'Shoked. Hashem is standing guard and waiting diligently. Al Sfas HaAdam, on the lips of a person. Lenoishka, to kiss a person on his lips. Keshehu Oimra b'Teira Tfilachulu. When he speaks words of Teira and Tfilah, the Eibishter waits to kiss a Yid for saying words of Teira and Tfilah. That's the taich of Mtishkevun, Ben Shvatoyim or Ben Sfosayim. That the Eibishter is standing guard, the Eibishter is there waiting by the lips of a Jew to hear the words of Torah and Tefillah, and when he utters a word of Torah and Tefillah, the Eibishter kisses him.
Right?
Which is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, correct.
Which Tanya says it's Torah.
Yeah, correct. Well, Rashi there. Rashi says that it goes on Torah, yeah. So the Baal Shem Tov continues, Mize hua ish. Who is an individual, ashaloyech zenu reses vizia, that he won't tremble and sweat when he realizes this? Shahamelech godel v'noira, the great and awesome king, shaymer v'sheikid al sfosayim shalodam, stands and guard and diligently awaits for a yid to say words of Torah and Tefillah, and he's standing there to give the yid a kiss on his lips. Lachain, so therefore, tzadach ha'odam losam leiv, a person should take to heart, and v'loimar, and to speak words of Torah and Tefillah, and call tnuaysav, each one of his movements, v'asokav, and his actions, v'diburay, his words, oiseraishim l'maylo, have a tremendous impact, have a tremendous effect above, as he said before, in all the worlds, even on the malachim, and so on. Masha'enke, but, which is not the case, k'shechoshev ha'odam, when a person thinks to himself, ma ani sofon lefnim, what effect, I don't belong being in these holy places, entering into on the inside in these holy places, I don't belong yet. A person looks at himself and he doesn't have any self-worth to think that his actions, his words, his learning Torah matter. Ay l'sakin l'mayla o l'mata, could I do anything that will rectify matters above or below, or bring any new ashpon to the world? If a person thinks that way, so then what happens? So then a person will just go and do whatever his heart desires, because he thinks that what I do as a human being here in this world doesn't matter anyways. V'hu me'ein sha'amir razal, the Baal Shem Tov concludes that this idea, that sometimes humility could be something which is unhealthy. Humility could take away a person's motivation of serving Hashem when a person loses his self-worth. So this is similar to what the Gemara says on Vesanusa Shel Rab Zecharia, the humility of Rab Zecharia Gar Machorban, brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the story there in the Gemara, and at the conclusion of the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, when the carbon was brought to the Beis HaMikdash with a mum, and Rab Zecharia did not want to accept it as a carbon. And the Gemara says, yeah, it was a matzav of pekuach nefashis, and maybe they should have brought it as a carbon, but he didn't want to, on any circumstances, accept it as a carbon because of his anivus. The Gemara uses the expression of anivus. And because of that, he brought about the destruction. Although it's l'chayda, a little bit of a different kind of inyan. There Rashi explains, an v'sanusa shel Rab Zecharia, means that he had too much patience, because this was all a scheme that this fellow Bar Kamtze had orchestrated in order to be able to report back that they didn't accept his carbon. Mm-hmm. So he was too patient, he was too humble and patient for what was happening. He should have realized what's going on and not allowed Bar Kamtze to materialize his plans. So sometimes a person has to have the confidence to speak out and to see the situation for what it is and to take action. Right. That's what you see in that story. The same is also regarding every individual, that if a person becomes too humble and he has no self-worth, he doesn't value his own avodah, he doesn't value the words of Torah and Tefillah that he speaks, so then the person will think to himself, it doesn't really matter if I do daven, I don't daven, I do learn, I don't learn. Who am I? I'm seven. What value does my little avodah have?
He heard that the other Baal Das. And his humility, he didn't want to put his own,
That's another opinion, yeah. I mentioned Rashi's opinion, that's another opinion, yeah. There was another opinion, and he didn't want to argue with.
It was Mamish Anivus.
Huh?
Was it Mamish Anivus?
Okay, one second. What's the Pshat? He did argue with them, though. He argued with the others. The others there said they should take the carbon.
Right. But he did.
So what was the second Pshat I saw on this? Huh? No, so he did argue with them. Did they? I think the Mefarshim speak about this. Did they ask him first? Did they ask him? I have to check it up again. Yeah. There is another pshat in this. There's another pshat in this. Okay, but the Baal Shem Tov is bringing it from there, that sometimes a person's humility can not only take the person, the motivation away from the individual, it brings about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So the Rebbe leads off. Here the Rebbe will explain the title of the Baal Shem Tov. The Rebbe begins with this last point of the story of Reb Zecharia. And then the Rebbe will go back to the general Vart of the Baal Shem Tov. From the conclusion, from the connection that the Baal Shem Tov makes here to this Gemara of Rab Zechariah, humility that's out of place, similar to what happened with the humility of Rab Zechariah, that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So move on from this connection. We understand Shekasharan Hages Adam Mikidaboy, when a person's conduct is the way it's expected, the way it should be, not with humility that's too far, that takes the person too far. This is the opposite of a churban. This allows a person not only to do his own avodah, but he can actually build a Beis HaMikdash with this. You can build a Beis HaMikdash and bring revelation of Hashem for the entire world. Build a Beis HaMikdash. Right? So a person's own attitude that he has about himself and about his self-worth is not only negeya, it's not only relevant to himself, but it's relevant also to building a Beis HaMikdash. So this is connected to the theme of the Maim of Basiligani. Vizel Vasil Mikdash Vashachanti Besaicham. Build a Beis HaMikdash and I will dwell in it. That Hashem says, I will dwell within every single yid. So the way Hashem dwells in your heart, the attitude you have regarding your relationship with Hashem, your understanding, your appreciation you have on regarding your learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and saying and davening, that will also affect the building of the Beis HaMikdash Bechlal. That's one connection here. But then the Rebbe goes back to the general point of the Baal Shem Tov, connecting it to the idea of a Yid valuing his Avodah in this world and making a Dira B'Tachtayinu. Another point here is, She'av She'betchilas Teira Shal Baal Shem Tov Mavur. In the beginning, the Baal Shem Tov explains, Sha'avodah sa'adam b'teira tfila yid, serving Hashem and davening and learning. What's the effect of that? What happens when a person davens and learns? So in the beginning of the Vart of the Baal Shem Tov, he says, Poyeles hamshochas hashefa b'chol olamos. It brings a greater flow of godliness in all of the spiritual worlds, v'gam b'malochim. And also, it brings sustenance to the malochim. So from the beginning of the Vart of the Baal Shem Tov, it seems that the effect of a Yid's davening and learning is not necessarily primarily here below in this world, but the effect of a Yid's davening and learning is above, in Ruchnius, in Malachim. However, when you look at what the Baal Shem Tov says following that, Shamelech Godel V'Noira, that the great and awesome king, Shemir V'Shoyked Al Sfosayim Shalom Adam, stands guard and waits diligently on the lips of a Yid here below, Hamadabed Divri Teira, that speaks words of Teira, Oyatfil or davening. So the expression that the Baal Shem Tov uses is, Melech Godel V'Noira Daike, the great and awesome king, stands guard by a Yid here below. Move on from this, it's understood, Shakavani La'atzmus HaMelech. That the point here is that when a Yid davens and learns, it's not only that he can generate greater Amshocha of Alokos and Ruchnis the worlds, he connects to the very essence of Hashem. The expression of Melech Godel V'Noira doesn't refer to any levels of Elokos that exists in any of the Olamos. It refers to the very essence of Hashem. Kefi Shulamayla Mimelech Alam. It refers to the Eibishter himself that's above being a king that connects to his people. Ella rather, Bisnasus Atzmus. It refers to the essence of the Melucha of the Eibishter, which is essentially removed, which is exalted and removed of his nation. As we know in Chassidus, when it says the term Melech, very often the term Melech refers to the fact that the king is connected. He communicates, he governs, so that's a lower level of Lukos, where he's related to the nation, where the Eibishter connects to the existence of the Olamos. But over here, the expression of Melech Godel V'Noira refers to the Melucha of the Eibishter, which is removed. The Eibishter being a king that's exalted and removed of all other levels. This is the idea that's explained in other places, that Malchus is rooted very deep in the essence of Hashem. Lemailom, the sphere of Malchus is rooted even above Ma'asheira Shalates Sfiris. There's a higher than the rest of the spheres that Hashem expresses and the rest of the attributes of Hashem. Malchus is rooted even higher than that. V'hainu, in other words, what this means is Shal Yedea Vedis Adam. Through a Yid serving Hashem here below in this world, Nasis Hamshachas Atzmus Davke. You generate or you connect to the very essence of Hashem. So there are two different aspects of the Aveda of a Yid, of what a Yid accomplishes. There's what a Yid accomplishes in the worlds above, in the Ruchnis, the worlds, there's Giluyim, there's greater revelations, there's the benefit Malachim have of a Yid's Aveda. But that's not the ultimate, that's not the main point of the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov. What a Yid has to realize is that when he sits and learns a word of Torah, when he says a word in davening, he's connecting to the very essence of Hashem here below. Lafkir b'tachteinim, in this world, a Yid is connecting to the very essence of Hashem. And that's the connection to the whole Indian over here in Basi Lagani, which Friedrich Rebbe is making the point here. As great as it is, all the Giluyim and the Ruchni is the worlds, but the ultimate purpose is the Dira b'tachteinim, drawing down and connecting to the very essence of Hashem here below. V'zeo gam oimroi, this also explains the words of the Baal Shem Tov. If a person would really believe that the Eibishter stands at his side and the Eibishter awaits for a Yid to say a word of Torah and a word of davening, so then the Baal Shem Tov's expression is Haya Oved Hashem, which is the expression of the Pasuk, Haya Oved Hashem b'simcha chulu meirov koil. He would serve Hashem with joy meirov koil. What's this expression of meirov koil? So the simple pshat is, the way it is in the pasuk there, Mirav Koil means that you would have more joy in serving Hashem than more than all of the other abundance of good that you have in anything else in your life. But here the Rebbe gives a different pshat. You would serve Hashem b'simcha more than any other goodness that you could reach in Ruchni Yizdiga worlds. Rebbe explains, ki yidua it's known. V'pirish hakasov, that there's a deeper pshat that Chassidus says on this pasuk, Avadato es Hashem elekecha b'simcha. You serve Hashem with joy, ubetuv levav, with a glad heart, mirayiv koil. More than the other goodness. Which other goodness is this pasuk referring to? So Chassidus says, Shazel al derech shamra chazal, connected to the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Yofesha achas b'tshuva ma'isim tevim b'ilam hazeh. It's more beautiful. One moment of doing tshuva and mitzvahs in this world, mikol chai olam haba, from all the lifetime that a person could have in olam haba. One moment in this world is greater than all of that. Hainu, what this means is, shachai olam haba, the life of a yid in olam haba, the Mishnah refers to as b'chinas koil. That's a level that's called koil. There a person gets so much, everything. He gets all the revelations of godliness, as the Mishnah's expression, kol chai olam haba. So that's what a person gets in Olam Haba. It includes the greatest and highest pleasures that the neshama experiences there in Olam Haba. Kamuvan gam ma'amavur le'el b'hamshach ha'maimer. This is also explained in the maim of Basi Ligani. Bepirish kichol b'shamayim uva'aretz. The word kichol b'shamayim uva'aretz refers to all the ruchnis, the pleasures that the neshama receives in Olam Haba. Ulachen. So now, when the Mishnah says, Yofe, Shah, Achas, B'tshuva, Ma'isim, Tovim, B'Olam Hazeh, Mirayiv Koil, what is the Mishnah saying that one moment of Tshuva, Ma'isim, Tovim in this world is greater than Rayiv Koil, which is Mikol Chai, Olam Haba, from an entire lifetime of Olam Haba? What the Mishnah is saying here is, then that is, since Shal Yideh Ha'aveda, B'Olam Hazeh, a Yid serving Hashem here in this world, learning words of Torah and saying words of davening, which is what the Baal Shem Tov mentions, Nasam Shachas Atzmos. Here you connect to the very essence of Hashem. In Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, there are all kinds of pleasures, revelations that you have, the Giluyim that you connect to there, but to connect to the very essence of Hashem, or in the expression of the Baal Shem Tov, the Melech Gadol V'Noira stands beside the Yid when he learns the word of Torah in this world. So that's the connection to the Maim of the Friedige Rebbe. The Dira B'Tachtainim, the essence, the dwelling of the very essence of Hashem is here below, when a Yid learns Torah. This is also what the Friedige Rebbe concludes in the continuation of Sif Yud. that the Rebbe is teaching here and analyzing in this maimer, shetchilas hakavana bebriyas v'savas ha'olam, is the original intention that Hashem has in creating the world. Umashenes ava kadosh baruch hu liyas leizbarach dira b'tachtayinim, is Hashem's desire to have a dwelling in these worlds below. Shehu inyan amshachas atzmus. That expression of dira b'tachtayinim, as the Rebbe explained before, is connecting and making a dwelling for the essence of Hashem. And because of this, nasas avodah b'poel batzis shittim. A yid's avodah in this world is done with the wood, with the atzis shittim. What are these atzis shittim? Shehu mashenis barer mashtus talum hazeh. It's what a yid can take from the shtus, from the foolishness of the world, of the other side, and transform it into holiness. Liyes atzis shittim aimdim to be the beams in the Beis HaMikdosh. B'dugma so amudim, just like you have pillars in a building, that connect extend from the floor to the roof. The kroshim that are positioned on the ground and extend up to the roof represent the connection that there is between godliness and the world. Until you transform the entire world into becoming a dwelling for Hashem here below, dira lemuhusav atzmusi, a dwelling for the very essence of Hashem. This concludes one section of the Maimer, connecting and bringing over here the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, of how powerful the words of Torah and Tefillah that a Yid speaks here below in this world. Mamshech ba maimer, the Friedrich Rebbe continues in his maimer b'siyif hanal, in Sif Yud. Ach, reshe mesayim, ha'inyin de basi legani. After the Friedrich Rebbe concludes explaining the pshat of the pasik basi legani, which was the dibur ha'maschal of the first maimer, so he goes back to the explaining, bir ha'pasik ha'yeshevis baganim, the dibur ha'maschal of the second maimer of the Hemshech, where it talks about those that are sitting in the gardens. When it says here that they are sitting in the gardens. So there are three different interpretations what the meaning of gardens are. Which gardens are we referring to? The Yiduat's well known, when you have one pasuk or one word that has various interpretations, shurim zebezeh are connected one to another, umashlimim zezeh, and they complete one another. So over here as well, you have three interpretations in the meaning of the word ganim. Okay, so in the maima here, or in the maima of the Friedrich Rebbe, he only brings two of the pirushim. So take a look in order 30, they bring here a short point of what the Rebbe said, why the Friedrich Rebbe only brings two of the pirushim. Ba'maima niskru rak beis pirushim shuvu lekamon. In the maima of the Friedrich Rebbe, he only mentions two of those pirushim. Rei sichas Shabbos parshas b'shalach. The Rebbe spoke about this in the Fabrengen of Parshas B'Shalach. Sheyesh gam pirush shlishi. There's a third interpretation. Sheyeshevis baganim koy al bnei Yisrael. It refers to the Yidden sheyeshvim bebatei kitzias bebatei midrashis ba'ifn shel chaverim. That when they sit in the shul and they learn Torah and they're learning together like friends and supporting each other ba'ava v'kibbutz echad, with love and in one community or gather together. That's another pshat of a yeshevas baganim, which the Friedrich Rebbe, it's brought from the Medrash. The Friedrich Rebbe doesn't quote that pshat. In the Maimer, he only quotes two pirushim. Shem Bezak Tzavis, the Friedrich Rebbe is bringing two pirushim that are on the two opposite spectrums. Ktzea Yeser Elyein, the pshat on the highest level, which as we learned, refers to the malachim, to the neshamas in Gan Eden. And Ktzea Yeser Tachten. And then the pshat on the opposite end, which is the yidden that are scattered around in Golos. V'lehuva pirush hagimel, he doesn't bring the third pshat, kivim sheshayach la'avodah shebizman habayis. That third pshat is primarily referring to yidden in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. U'lechein ein zenegeya ato, and therefore it's not as relevant for today in the time of Golos, so therefore the Friedrich Rebbe doesn't quote it. Yeah. So what are the two pirushim in a Yeshevas Baganim that the Friedrich Rebbe does quote? Let's go back into the Maimer. Pirish Aleph, one pshat is Ganim, the gardens, Hem Beis Bechinas Gan Eden. Refer to the two levels, the two general levels that there are in Gan Eden. Gan Eden HaTachten, the Gan Eden Elyon. The lower level of Gan Eden and the higher level of Gan Eden. Of course, there are endless, there are many, many levels of Gan Eden, but those are the two general categories of Gan Eden. These two general categories include many, many more levels. Vayeshevas baganim, those that are sitting in those gardens. Koi ala neshamas shebegan Eden. It refers to the neshamas that are there in Gan Eden. Kol echad lefi madreges avidase. Each of the neshamas there on his level. Ad ladarga yosin nailas began Eden, including even the highest levels of Gan Eden. V'hein nekraim b'shem chavedim. And there in Gan Eden, the neshamas are referred to as chavedim, friends. Kifishem evayr ba'amaymer v'muzger, as he brings there in parentheses, in the maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, d'lufa'amim neshamim v'neshamim etzeles cholo. Sometimes what happens is the energy of one neshama emanates from one neshama to another neshama. So the Rebbe adds there an interesting thing, v'yeshloimar, we can say, shebediu kaloshen netzeles, the Friedrich Rebbe uses the expression of netzeles, emanates, which is a loshen atzilus. It's a loshen, there's many ways to express the idea that neshamas share with one another, collaborate with one another. The Friedrich Rebbe is specifically quoting the expression that it says that neshamim and neshama netzeles, that the sharing of the neshama is happening in a way of atzilus. Why does he use the expression of atzilus? This is hinting to the highest level of Gan Eden, which is in atzilus. It's the place of where the essence of pleasure is within the garden. Which is the level of atzilus above the world of Bria. Generally speaking, even when you talk about Gan Eden Elyon and Gan Eden Atachton, where's Gan Eden Elyon? Gan Eden Elyon is in the world of Atzilus. Sorry, again, Gan Eden Elyon is in the world of Bria. But over here, the Friedrich Rebbe is hinting to the fact that who's listening to us learning Torah here below, even the neshamas that are found in the world of Atzilus, which is even deeper and higher. That's why he uses the term Netzeles. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
How can you say that Olam Bria is milk? So how can you say Gan Eden Elyon is
within the world of Bria, there is some remnants of Ra, very, very subtle, level of Ra, but that's not shy after the Gan Eden of Bria. In the Gan Eden of Bria, in the Neshamas of Bria, it's pure goodness, it's pure pleasure of learning Torah and Gan Eden.
You see, in the previous paragraph, it talks about Kol, the word Kol, the level of Kol is
you
say.
Yeah, and Malchus is below that, but it's shortage is